Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sprites of the Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and I'm here tonight with a very special guest. She's never been on any of my shows before, so please welcome Jenny Caroline. How are you doing, Jenny?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So I guess for a lot of the people who may not be familiar with your work, how did you get into acting?
Well, I guess I kind of just come from a family that's always been really into like musicals and theater, and my grandpa actually was a touring opera singer, so I just kind of grew up doing a lot of different things like that, and started doing theater in high school just like for fun, and then later I was kind of more interested in music, so I was doing like music videos and commercials and stuff like that. And then when I moved home actually from California back to Lincoln, it was actually when I started meeting people who wanted to do actual movies. So that's kind of how it all started.
Oh, wow. Now, yeah, like basically, like I guess in Nebraska it must be kind of tough to kind of get into the film generally. So it must have been awesome to find like-minded people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I didn't really realize there was so much going on here. But it's kind of funny, actually. A lot of even, you know, bigger name movies are filmed in Nebraska. A lot of people come to film here. I don't know if it's like a budget thing or what, or if there's just cool stuff here, but it seems like there's a lot of film happening here.
Are you like auditioning for a lot of those roles that, you know, the bigger roles, the bigger movies?
I don't know if I've really auditioned for anything that was really that big. It seems more like kind of by chance I've gotten opportunities to be on larger sets. But for a lot of the stuff like I do around here, I kind of just get referred to people usually. I've tried out for a few things recently, though. I was just trying to kind of branch out. I've done a lot of horror-type acting, horror films, all the creepy, scary, psycho stuff. But I kind of wanted to branch out a little, so I have done a little bit more tryouts lately for like comedies and just dramas, different kinds of stuff. So yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Are you a horror fan yourself?
That's a tough one. I really, and people hate this, I really wasn't a horror fanatic, or I really hadn't seen many horror movies growing up. So that's kind of a newer thing for me. I just always have people go, oh my God, you haven't seen this. Or, you know, even like classic films, like, I just hadn't seen a lot of them. So I've kind of more been getting into it now, you know, when people
right.
are, you know, telling me a good movie to watch, then I do it. I actually, my very first time watching Slumber Party Massacre, I watched it with Stevens, who is in the movie. So that was a pretty cool way to get into horror, I guess.
Was there like did she like perform like some kind of like commentary talking about, oh, I remember when I shot this scene? And did she do anything like that?
I'm trying to remember. I remember we were at our director, Dustin Ferguson's house, drinking wine, and he had shown her some of my work. And I was flattered. And then we put Slumber Party Massacre on, and it was kind of cool. I mean, I'm sitting right next to her, and I'm watching the movie, and it was like, she has a pretty sexy scene. So so that was pretty cool. But, yeah.
And, you know, whenever I hear her do, like, actual commentary tracks, I mean, she's very well-spoken. She knows about the movies that she was in. And, I mean, just a wonderful person. I'm very, very happy that you got a chance to work with her, because that's, like, just a kind of a neat little experience right there.
Oh yeah, I that was absolutely awesome getting to work with her, and you know, I think we only got to see each other for maybe like 2 or 3 days, you know, but it was awesome, definitely.
Well, going back to the fact that you you know, you weren't really into horror, I'll just say myself, like, I wasn't allowed to watch scary movies for a long time when I was like a kid, and because they scared me, go figure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up like not even being able to watch, and I think Scream, when that first came out on VHS, was like my first movie back into horror, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I started catching up, you know, but I was in high school then, and so it's just kind of funny that, you know, I'm sure you've seen Scream.
Yeah, I've seen Scream, but yeah, as a kid, I mean, I had a little brother, so it was like, I'm also super indecisive, so I don't like picking things or picking a movie. So I just watched whatever he wanted to watch, and that was pretty much like, oh, we're going to watch Jurassic Park again? That's cool. You know, like, I didn't really mind. But yeah, I actually can't remember my first really scary movie that I saw. I think I'd actually have to say it was more of a sci-fi scary movie. So probably Aliens.
Yeah. Those are terrifying, even kind of today. Like, those movies can be really scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I just rewatched all of them, actually.
Definitely. No, I just rewatched the first two recently, and I haven't
You got to watch Predator. You got to watch Predator. And
oh yeah.
Predator versus Alien. You got to get into all of it.
Yeah. Well, definitely. To go back on to your movies and stuff. How do you usually prepare for a role?
Gosh, it really kind of just depends on the role, the type of movie. If I have to be like super dark and weird, I kind of just have to get into that mood and embrace it and just kind of be that person. And, I don't really think I'm that dark of a person, but I've had to play some pretty strong parts. But if it's more of like a, you know, like a, I think, some smaller roles and stuff that I've done, and, like if it's like a bubbly, ditzy, you're going to die soon in the movie, you just kind of play it up, have fun. Like,
right.
I'll be that dumb blonde getting stabbed in the woods. I mean, probably, you know, like it's just, it just depends, I guess, on the type of film and the character. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to tackle that.
Well, yeah. I mean, kind of, I guess my question, I guess it was a little vague. So I even looked at that going, you know, that can be taken any kind of way. But, like, do you, like, write notes on your scripts and everything of, like, your character development or any, you know what I mean? Like, do you do anything like that or?
Yeah, definitely. Like, with character development, like, I kind of like to really understand the movie. And then I also, I like to know the lighting and, like, how it's going to look. Like, are we making this, like, really colorful and weird, or is this going to be dark? Like, I kind of like to know the mood of certain scripts, and you know, usually, you know, working with your director and your camera crew and everything, everyone will kind of toss out some ideas sometimes, and you know, we kind of all kind of feed off each other how we're going to do a scene, and sometimes they just end up, you know, like unplanned and then end up just really crazy. It kind of reminds me of this scene. I didn't really know. I had a problem with this part of the script for Die Sister Die. I just wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And I thought about it. And I just had to be this like person waking up all like fiending for drugs and like, you know, going through this house. And I would never go through someone's house. Like, I'm one of those people that I'm scared I'm constantly being watched. So I'm not going to go through someone's house. But in the movie, I have to like go in their bathroom and like go through all their stuff, and it's like super frantic, and we didn't really take any like thought of how we were going to do the scene. It was just going to be a difficult scene because it's a small room bathroom. So I've got sound guy, camera guy, everyone's like in the tub, I'm in front of them, they're off, you know, they're not in the mirror or anything, and I'm just like in front of the sink freaking out. That scene, I didn't know what to do, and I kind of freaked out for a really long time, and then as I left, I shut the light off, which I wasn't supposed to do. The director was like, yeah, just freak out and then leave. But I always, I have trouble following directions, I guess. But yeah, I shut the light off after I did that, but it actually, I think, made the scene like perfect. So maybe not perfect, but I thought it really made the scene like play really well to just being kind of chaotic and stressful and weird. So that kind of
yeah.
did that maybe.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the thing. And especially like, I think people don't give actors enough credit, you know, because like, all right, you have to memorize, not only do you have to memorize dialogue and kind of, and your, you know, and your blocking, but you also have to kind of know what your character is about. You have to wait and respond to the people that are talking if you're doing dialogue. And you have to know the stage directions exactly, you know, and all the things you're supposed to do. So you have to have all of that stuff all at once, and as well as be a character, not just be yourself. I mean, it's insane, you know?
Like, yeah, it's my stopping marks I always are something I, like, think about, but then I, like, forget it because I'm in character and I'm doing something, and then I'm like, do I stop or do I leave the scene? Like, that's the only one that I always get confused on. I'm like, do I exit? Where do I exit? Like, it's kind of funny. But that
definitely. I think that, yeah. And then you actually did that scene and it worked. You never know when, you know, like sometimes you mess up a scene and it actually ends up being the best thing that's in the, you know, cut into the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I want to talk about specific films. You brought up like a couple things, like you talked about working with Brink Stevens. How was working on the set of, I guess it was the remake of Die, Sister, Die?
Die, Sister, Die. That was really fun. That movie, I got to work with Brink, and then I also got to meet some more local actors that I hadn't worked with before. We filmed kind of like during the winter, so a lot of the stuff when we're outside and there's snow, I mean, we had to be out there, and it's kind of cold. But I think that movie turned out really cool. A lot of really cool places that we filmed at. We had like the most perfect house to use for that film, and I think that also really kind of gave that movie a really cool feel.
Cool. That's awesome. Now, you touched on something that I'd like to ask also is, you know, if you were in a movie, like, have you ever been in a movie where you had to, like, pretend to be warm, basically, but it's, like, freaking freezing outside?
Yeah. A lot.
Does that happen a lot?
I hate that. Damn weather. Yeah. And I know that it's just a thing that, you know, you can't, especially where we've been filming, like, you can't always – like depend on the weather to be the way it's going to be. Escape to Black Tree Forest, we had a scene where we had to get in some water, and it wasn't really, I don't know if it wasn't that it wasn't warm, but it was just more that the water was disgusting and I had to get in it and act like I'm just having a blast. But in fact, like in real life, I'm like, if anyone slashes me, I swear to God, I'm going to hold you underwater till you get pink eye. Like, I was really freaked out about it. But yeah, weather conditions, I've been pretty cold on quite a few sets where I'm still sitting even by like a campfire. So sometimes there wasn't really a campfire. I think there was probably some CGI campfires a few times, but yeah, because sometimes you gotta freeze to death just a little bit.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned, was that like Tales from the Campfire too? Like, did you work on that project and actually?
I did work on that. I don't remember what my, I think I'm in the segment from it. I'm horrible at this. I can't remember. I can't remember. I think it's like a couple different segments. I feel bad. I have a copy of it, but I'm in school full time, so I have not watched it. That sounds terrible. Dustin's probably, he's going to hate me. But yeah, the campfire stuff, like the movies, there's like a trilogy. It's like I think it's Black Tree Forest, Escape to Black Tree Forest, and then Return to Black Tree Forest. I definitely like got to do a lot of camping and campfire stuff then. So yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That, I think those are the first ones I've heard of from Dustin, you know, of him from those things, from seeing like previews to him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And I think your character unfortunately died, right? In the spoiler, sorry. In the first one.
Thanks for ruining it.
And then you come back in the third one?
In the third one, it's funny. I'm in the third one a lot, but it's kind of like the third movie is like a revenge killing of my death because I'm really cool. So if I ever die, I hope someone does a bunch of crazy shit for me. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, I'm not technically in the third one, but I'm in a lot of it just because it's a lot of flashback sequences and clips. And then we did film some new stuff for it. We got to go to the fair. I had to make it look like I had an actual reason for my boyfriend in the movie to be mad that I was murdered, like that we had all this fun and did cool stuff, and then I died in the woods, and it was so bad.
It was heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, yeah. He was heartbroken, and I was dead.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, okay, so you probably died in a lot of movies so far. That just seems to be, anyway,
yeah.
That seems to be the thing that, like, happened anyway. What has been your favorite death that's happened to you so far in the horror films?
My favorite death. Oh, man, that's difficult. Because sometimes things are my favorite because they were so awful, like in a strenuous, cold, freezing, dying kind of way. God, that's really tough. I had to kill myself, actually, in one of my films, which I thought was really dramatic. So that was kind of weird. But my I think my favorite death scene, the movie Silent Night, Bloody Night 2, I'm wearing like a cute little Santa costume and headphones and blasting some music, and I'm trying to like hitchhike to a party during a snowstorm. In real life, there was a snowstorm and it was like -30 or so. In that scene, I get shoveled in half in the back, and as I die, I'm laying in real snow while it's really snowing and really cold, and I'm doing like a really crappy snow angel because I'm slowly freezing to death. With the fake blood all over too. So I actually was like stuck to the ground frozen in real life. And we had to rip and cut my clothes off because I literally couldn't move. And then I don't remember the rest. I think they tried to bundle me up and keep me warm, but I was pretty much like almost naked. And I was wearing I think they put like a big blanket around me and put me in a van. That sounds really scary, but they were trying to save me. So that death scene, I actually... I don't think I almost died, but I definitely got super sick and a little bit of hypothermia and a lung infection. But I lived later, like in real life. So yeah, Silent Night, Bloody Night too. It was deadly. I'll leave you with that.
So it came out really good though. Like, were you happy with?
Yeah.
Like, was it worth all the almost death?
I think so, but when I watch it, since I. like, remember what I was trying to do, my body wasn't really cooperating anymore because I was starting to get so cold. I was trying to do this, like, perfect snow angel and then die, you know. Seeing it later and seeing how the footage actually came out, because we could only do it once because it got kind of crazy and because we ripped up the costume and dusted through it in a trash can in the park. So we left a bloody costume out there. Sorry, whoever found that. When I look at it later, the scene's still really cool and really well done. We had a great special effects team. I think the snow, and it's very realistic, even though I wanted to do a way better snow angel, but I don't think I did a very good one. But yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
I wonder if whoever found that that costume was wondering if there's a real murder that happened or something.
I bet they do, because honestly, that costume, in the inside of it, first of all, it was pleather and it zipped up and had a fake fur trim that was like weird feathery stuff that was like getting all over the set, like whenever we were filming indoors. But it also, you could tell, it looked like a cheap hooker outfit, and it was from some weird like some creepy porn website. Like there was a tag on the inside and it was something really weird. So whoever found that was probably like, oh my God, some dead hooker is probably buried in these woods now. or something. I don't know. That's just what I would have thought if I found it. You know?
Probably. Yeah. All right, we've got a special guest that wants to call. Wanted to call in, so hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let me put the special guest on. Hello, guest. You're on the air.
Hello, guess who it is?
I think it's Tony. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. If I had guessed wrong, would you have been offended?
I don't know if anyone else is listening. I've been looking at the chat room and chiming in about Glove Murders and the house that was used in It was used in Silent Night, Bloody Night 2, and the other one, Die Sister Die, we used it in Amityville.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Wow.
Yeah, that house is legendary now.
Yeah.
I secretly live there in the basement. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, I know you snuck down there for a little while. It was kind of creepy.
I know. They tried to scare me. They're like, there's dead bodies down there. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a lot of wine. There's a ton of wine.
Yeah, and you're walking up the steps.
You guys both have worked together on a few projects. What do you guys think was, like, your favorite project to work together on?
I'd go with Amityville because we got to do that in person. Some of our other stuff was, like, you know, recorded scenes that then are then, you know, linked together or whatever, edited together. So we didn't get to be together. But
right.
On Amityville,
yeah.
Like, we definitely got to hang out and have some crazy moments.
Yeah, like when we watched Glove Murderous and Night of the Clown at Dustin's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've actually done probably 2.5 movies together because Meat Hook Massacre 2 was me and Dave LaFont filmed the movie within the movie. And then in Camp Blood 4, me and Jay were missing persons.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That.
You were missing. I saw you in the gas station on the flyer, and I was like, oh, I know those guys.
Well, just so everybody knows, I forgot to introduce you. This is Tony Brown, who is speaking. Otherwise, people are going to be like, some guy named Tony.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't give a proper introduction.
It's
I
okay.
Guess
well, we all know who you are, but... You know, and I'm sure people
special.
Who follow. What was that?
I said I feel special.
And I know, like, people who follow Dustin's films probably, know who both of you guys are from them because you guys have been in a few, you know. So, Jenny, I want to get back to you because you talked a little bit about Glove Murderous, which I mistakenly called Glove Mistress for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, which is a different movie. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's the porno title,
rating.
I guess.
Yeah,
for
that's
it.
The one that my aunt was in. No, I'm just joking.
that's the one that the bloody... costume was taken for.
Yeah,
and
I retired
used.
My costume to be used in that film because it was going to get rough.
Glove Murderous, you said something, it was like banned in places. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of how to go about this. When you know that a movie is going to be kind of crazy and it's like, I'm playing this like sexual deviant psycho murderer, like, you know, it's going to be weird, but like a lot of the sexual stuff I didn't really like do in person. I had like a stunt double, but I didn't realize how crazy and cool and graphic the scenes were going to get. So for example, we had someone cancel last minute and we had this house rented to film in and we needed someone to play like an assistant in the seance. And I'm like, I'll just call my mom, you know? I involved my mom in the movie, not realizing that there was going to be prosthetic penises being severed later. So I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was going to get pretty gory and crazy, but I didn't know that it was like going to be like that. So I had my mom like see the movie and she was just like, oh my God. Like, I think she was shocked. I was impressed. I was like, holy shit. But Love Murderous, yeah, it had a little bit of graphic stuff. And the local theater here usually does pretty weird, artsy, crazy stuff. I've actually seen like way crazier stuff there. Maybe they didn't realize they were playing. A lot of indie films, foreign films. But yeah, they were really offended by the trailer, which that's okay. So yeah, they wouldn't play it and they yanked it, no pun intended. But yeah, they didn't like the dick in the in the promo. So we found other people to play it and we still, you know, got to see it and yeah. It's still out there.
It is so weird, like, 'cause like, you know, if a penis is cut off or something, that's treated like, oh my God, you can't do that, but you can't film that. But like, if somebody did something nasty to a girl's vagina, it is totally, you know, like, oh, well, that's fine. You know, like, it's kind of like some kind of double standard, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because isn't there a movie where a tree like rapes someone?
Yeah, it's Evil Dead.
Hold it.
I was just testing you guys. But yeah, so no one was offended by that.
Oh, well, they were, yeah, I think. I think that one guy, I don't know if it got banned from, but it got an NC-17 for a long time.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because of that. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
People,
my movie's non-rated, so I think it'd be up there. There's some other things in the movie, too, but yeah. Definitely some graphic scenes.
You guys Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to say you guys started to originally shoot Love Murderous in Italian, right?
We were trying to do it as, because it's kind of an Argento-style film. You guys are really testing me. I'm glad my brain's slightly working today. But so, yeah, we were like, oh, let's do it, you know, maybe like an Italian release. And I don't really know, like, if that was going to be a subtitle thing or if that is a subtitle thing, I don't know. But there's still a couple trailers and promos that say it's like Assassino Guantata, and that's essentially the Glove Murderous movie, but the Italian type style, I guess. Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Interesting. That would have been – do you know Italian?
I know some. I sang in Italian a lot. So I know I'm familiar with it. I'll just say that.
So you can probably just talk, like, say all your lines in Italian, could you?
Yeah, I could have, but I don't know. We didn't do it that way. I think that would have been, like,
okay. Kind
of fun, but like, it might have scared people. They'd be like, oh, what's going on?
Danny has a really good song in Escape the Black Tree Forest, by the way.
Yeah, I did sing and have to dance in the movie to my own singing.
Wow. I just want to let you guys know, it said like we had like 90 seconds till it cuts us off the air live. So people listening are about to, you know, but we can talk for a little bit longer, you know, just to wrap things up and everything.
Sure.
But just so people can know where to, like, reach you or, you know, and stuff like that, how can people reach you, like, social media-wise?
I would just go to – I have a page that actually specifically says Jenny Caroline Actress. And if they find that one, that's probably the best place to go to. Because the other one's just kind of my family one. It's not very exciting. It's, like, pictures of dogs and recipes. So if you follow the actress one, you'll get all the updates and you'll be able to message me.
Okay, awesome. And Tony, how about you, since you're here too? How can people reach you social media-wise?
Well, you could just search me, Tony Brown, on Facebook or follow me on Instagram or go to my Slumber Party Massacre website, hawksfetter.com. That's what I was kind of known for before I started acting. I run the
official, unofficial Slumber Party Massacre, Sorority House Massacre website at hawksbetter.com, and I also worked on the documentary for the Slumber Party Massacre collection, so I was kind of like the Slumber Party Massacre guy before I got into acting.
Awesome. Now, okay, Jenny, what have you been up to lately?
I've been working on a film in Omaha that's a comedy called Unemployed. My friend Jeremy is working on that, and he wrote it, Jeremy Lubosch. So that's kind of me venturing out a little bit, trying to do some more fun, crazy stuff. And then I have another film coming up called Hantu Ryu that's filmed in Omaha that's going to actually have some, like, martial arts and sci-fi crazy stuff in it. So that's something else I've been working on. And then other than that, I'm going to school, too. So I'm just always doing lame homework stuff.
Well, that's awesome, though. Do you know martial arts yourself?
No, I play a ghost hunter in the movie. I should have clarified that. But I would totally do the martial arts. Like, not well, but I think I could take it.
You could take it?
Yeah, totally. I got it.
That would be awesome to see you do some, like, flip kicks and stuff and just, like, start, roundhouses.
I have a workout video, but our workouts are pretty tame, and then I kill everyone, so, you know, it's not a happy ending, but, you know, it is a workout video. Jenny Caroline's horror movie workout, that exists.
Now, where can people, like, find all these films that you guys are in?
I think a lot of them are available on Amazon for purchase and Vimeo. Some are streaming live currently on Amazon Prime, and a lot of them you can, I don't know if you download or how it works on Vimeo, but I know a lot of stuff was on Vimeo because I was bored and I searched myself and I found them a lot of them on there. Ones that I kind of wish weren't on there, but they're there. But yeah, I think that, and then we have, I don't know how it all works with the different distributors and companies. I know we're re-releasing quite a few things, that I'm
and
in.
Like, getting re-released or getting a DVD release by Wild Eye Releasing.
Wild Eye Releasing, yeah, that was one. And then the other, mm-hmm. is it Stroma? Trauma?
Trauma, yeah, Trauma. Trauma. Hookmaster 2 and, like, Invitation to Die and a few other Destin's movies.
Awesome. See, this is why I need, like, Tony all the time. he knows things for me. He knows I have a horrible memory. Yeah, that's really cool. Actually, the first movie I saw released by Trauma was the movie by the South Park guys called
Cannibal.
What was it called? Cannibal
the
Musical.
Yeah,
and I absolutely
I love that film.
Love that movie.
It was actually the first Trauma movie I think I saw too, because I was aware of who they were from the Toxic Crusaders animated TV show when I was a kid, but I didn't know, like, you know, and I saw them on USA. I saw, like, Toxic Avenger was on it, but, you know, I had no interest as a kid, you know, of these things or whatever. I wanted, like, Ninja Turtles and stuff. And so, and Toxic Crusaders was too weird of a show, you know, for me to get into as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, nowadays I think it's fucking cool. But back when I was a kid, I was just like, this is weird. I need to watch something else. So, and I had a short attention span.
I actually had some of the coloring books when I was little.
Did you?
Yeah, for Toxic Crusaders. I think the first Trauma movie I saw when I was little was Mother's Day. I saw that when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old, actually.
I have still not seen the original Mother's Day, but I have seen the remake, which
felt,
like, too normal. You know what I mean? Like, it just did not feel like it was even the same movie.
The original is very brutal, something that 5 or 6 year old should probably not rape, revenge, you know, mutilation, and
Well, there you go. And on that note, thank you so much, Jenny, for calling in tonight. And
thank you.
Awesome, and And thank you, Tony, for calling in too and being there and helping her out and being her little assistant there. That was kind of cool.
calling in for, you know, support.
Right.
My backup.
Well,
he's right there.
And that's what I love about these films is you guys seem to, like, everybody who's worked on them or whatever seem to have kind of a bond, you know, and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Definitely. That's amazing to me because I think a lot of people, you know, sometimes people work with people and then they kind of don't work with other people, you know. And then when you see movies where they have, like, the same cast or whatever, then you know that they have, like, a bond together and they all like to work and do the, you know, and just have fun and enjoy making a movie.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much and hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, actually. It's about to be the weekend, so I hope you don't have to study all weekend.
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, I hope you do really well in school.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. And I hope you don't got to work too hard, Tony.
Try not to.
Okay. All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right,
thank
you,
you too.
Okay. Bye.
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 All right, thank you guys for listening to Frights of the Roundtable. Join me probably next week, maybe not. I'm still not sure, trying to figure it out. I will let you know. Check the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram for more information. Bye.